You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Absolutely sucks, but it is
what it is. 888-808-1019. You know, you got to just understand that both the Mets and the Yankees are in bad ones right now. You hope it's not for much longer, as both teams lose back-to-back games to drop the series. Just pitiful offensive outputs, or lack thereof. It's got you scratching your head a little bit about where we're headed here after celebrating a trade deadline and thinking that both these teams were kind of shored up for the rest of the season heading to October. We're not even looking at that right now. I mean, obviously the Mets are in a little better shape than the Yankees, but I'm not going to hold you. It's just as bad, you know, and I understand people don't get it, but I feel like the slander should be just as loud on both sides. You know, for the Mets, you had a 7-game win streak. You were also in first place. What's going on? For the Mets, you have a $330 million payroll. What's happening? For the Mets, you had the best home field advantage in baseball. What is going on? Your fans are still showing up there as 39, almost 40,000 showed up on a Tuesday to see the Mets bounce back. And I thought that they would tonight because they scored first in the first inning, a little Pete Alonso sack fly. And then Tyrone Taylor is in there and he drives in a run. And let's go back to the lineup, right? You're trying to shake something up because, again, the offense hasn't been good enough. Nimmo struggled last night, and they've had some struggles in that leadoff spot now for months. So Marte gets the opportunity to lead off. He goes 0-for-4 tonight as a DH. Lindor, not much going either. Juan Soto, he can work a walk, but a walk is not as good as a hit. It's not clutch. It's not cashing in. It's not doing it. Juan Soto makes $90,000 in at bat. He's starting to hear boos from the City Field faithful. It's not early anymore. It's not June anymore. It's August, man. It's the dog days now where you need a Juan Soto solo shot. A Juan Soto solo shot could have tied the game. You can't even get that. Two strikeouts. Pete Alonso's closer to the record. Pete Alonso with a hit and, you know, skip one through the infield, and he had the sack fly, like I said. But ultimately, when you look at those four, the Fab Four, Steve Cohen ought to delete his Twitter, because since he put out that Fab Four tweet, what have they done but struggled? It's not good enough. And I start with the offense first, of course. Two runs is not going to cut it. In your building, two runs is not going to get it done. Coming off of last night, where you did rally back from being down 5-0, you did have some heart and some fight, but then you lose in extra innings. This is the Cleveland Guardians. This is the Cleveland Guardians that everybody thought was going to sell off. Steven Kwan. I don't know how many calls I took on the fan about Jose Ramirez being traded. He was never getting traded. But they lost Emmanuel Clase. They lost Luis Ortiz with the gambling stuff. But they're able to come into New York, and they're able to beat the Mets in Citi Field. And when you look at the standings, and when you look at the division, when I say you had a lead, like, Philly is easily smacking the Baltimore Orioles. They made quick work of them tonight. 5-0 shutout, 2 hours, 20 minutes after blowing them out the night before. So you can expect a sweep there. Philly is 2.5 games up now. After the deadline, where they added Johan Duran, where they added Harrison Bader. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy to me. I was on Thursday, trade deadline night, and I think everybody felt good about Tyler Rogers, Hells Bells, Ryan Helsley, Gregory Soto, and even Cedric Mullins. But, I mean, Cedric Mullins, I guess, is going to platoon with Tyrone Taylor, and you're going to use these guys that you just got, and now we'll get to the starting pitching. You know, all that was talked about tonight, listening to the broadcast and watching the broadcast, it was, you know, right away on MLB, when you look at the wrap on MLB.com, it was 48 straight games without two different starting pitchers recording at least one start of 6-plus innings. Now, you can say that's a sign of the times. You can say that's modern-day baseball. But this is the Mets. This is what the Mets chose to do. They didn't go out and sign a Max Fried or a Corbin Burns. Pat Corbin's in my mind. We'll get to the Yankees Rangers in a minute. 888-808-1019. You know, the Mets this year don't have starting pitchers that can go deep into games. And Clay Holmes was out of there in 5 innings. Clay Holmes goes 5 innings, 3 hits, 2 earned runs, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. He's got a 3.46 ERA in his first season as a starter, but he throws 75 pitches and that's done. It's it. That's the plan. You know, and you stick to the script, you stick to the plan because you expect your offense to be able to score more than 2 runs. And then what happens in that game, you know, obviously the Cleveland Guardians come back to tie it with a little small ball, couple singles. But what happens in that game, when you get later into that game, they were calling it death by a thousand cuts. I mean, the Mets got to be stronger than this. They got to be better than this. They have superstar players. They have high paid bats. They are better than this. I guess you can chalk it up to that's baseball. I know there are some Mets fans that are going to say, hey, look where we are in the standings. We're all right. And you know, no, you're not all right. You had a 7-game win streak, and that's a race now. And when you look at the Phillies and you look at their upcoming schedule and their team and how they play and how hot some of their players have been, they don't look like they're slowing down. They look like they're tuning up. And the Mets go into this game tonight against the Guardians, needing to bounce back after not sending Tyrone Taylor, after Brett Beatty throws the ball past Lindor. And they just have multiple guys go up there and do nada. Strikeout. 9 strikeouts on the night. 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Didn't have that many opportunities. 6 left on base. And again, like I said, that death by a thousand cuts, that 7th inning where your new acquisition, right, a guy that you got, as I was talking about it last night, and you can shoot the messenger. I know some Met fans don't want to hear it from me, but I'm going to keep it G real. You have these guys as rentals. You gave up what you gave up for Tyler Rogers and Ryan Helsley because this team is expected to go win a championship this year, right? As we always compare both sides, and people want to talk about the Yankees and, oh, how it's, you know, it's not that impressive that Brian Cashman got these guys with control. Yes, it is, especially if the Yankees crap out. Then we're on the next year, and these guys will be here running back. And then even the talk today about Jake Bird being sent down, so what? You trade for a guy with options, so you have the option to send him down. J.P. Sears got traded to the Padres. They just optioned him. Does that mean he's like, does that mean it's a terrible trade? No, he came over in the Mason Miller trade. They're making room. Michael King is on the way back. It's transactional. It's clerical. It's business, you know? But yeah, back to the death by a thousand cuts. And that seventh.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Inning, you get the first out, ground out, you get the second out, line out, and then a single, a single, a single, a hit by pitch, and that's all you need. The guards, the Cleveland Wahoos, formerly known as the Indians, come into Queens, and they take the first two from the Mets. They score one run there in the seventh, and they're able to lock your offense down the rest of the way. They're able to stop your big, high-paid bats the rest of the way with a bunch of randoms. Maybe not Cade Smith's rendition of God Bless America. Cade Smith is probably the best that they've got going with no Class A. But the Mets have to be better than this, and the fans deserve better than this. And I understand why some of y'all are booing in there. I understand why fans are frustrated in there, because you put 40,000 in there on a Tuesday thinking we're playing the Guardians. We should be able to score more than two runs with Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto, the highest paid player in the league. What's up with Juan Soto? Oh, you're obsessed with Juan Soto. No, I'm not obsessed with Juan Soto at all. But I know when I watch Juan Soto, he doesn't look like he's looked in 2024, 2023. Where is the Soto shuffle? Where is the bravado, the swag? Where's the clutch gene to just look at a pitcher, line him up, and hit one out, Juan? It's not there. In his last 15 games, he's got a 167 average. One homer. Where's the power? Where's the clutch? Where's the ability to drive in runs? Six RBI in 15 games. He'll work a walk, though. He's a walk merchant. He's on his way to 90 walks. Good for Juan Soto getting his walks. That's not the return on investment you're looking for when you go out and get that guy. But whatever. The Mets lose. And like I said, if you follow me online, the Mets slander should be as loud as the Yankees. This is a $333 million payroll, whatever it is. Like, they're a high-paid team. They have high expectations. It should be World Series or bust. But there's a lot of people that will just be like, ah, whatever, they just got to make it now. No, they should win the division with this team. No, they don't have enough pitching, this team. Call a spade a spade. You don't have enough starting pitching to go where you want to go. And if you learned from last year, you would have went out and prioritized that. Call one of the young guys up. They won't. Call one of the young guys up. You're not going to pitch those guys in the postseason. So that's another tough loss. And, yeah, you know, I saw, you know, McLean had five and two-thirds innings pitched for AAA Syracuse. Let them keep marinating, and eventually they'll come through, right? Eventually the lineup will come through, or maybe they won't. Who knows? Who knows? 888-808-1019. Now to the moment you've all been waiting for. I had to let it breathe coming off of the post game and, you know, coming off of play stupid games, win stupid prizes. First, I'd like to shout out young Will Warren. TWTW, the will to warrant, the will to win. That young man showed up knowing he's facing the arguably one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher right now in the American League, nasty Nate Eovaldi. Young Will Warren showed up today, was Houdini today, got out of trouble today, kept the Yankees in it today. And today is the day that, all rise, the captain Aaron Judge is back. And I might have told you last night I'm not getting off the roller coaster until Judge is back. And I'm still on that. But again, I'm not stopping you from saying, Keith, I'm done with this team. I'm done with this season. I quit. I'm off the ride. I don't want to ride this Yankees roller coaster because it sucks. It sucks. It ruins my night. It ruins my vibe, my energy. And I try to come here and, you know, laugh and be loose, whatever. But, man, when you watch a game like that, a 0-0 game where there are good things from that game. Like, as I compliment Will Warren, Ben Rice is my starting catcher. Ben Rice behind the dish. Ben Rice got robbed of a hit. Corey Seager was on. And the Rangers are on, right? They have a good manager. Bruce Bochy going to outmanage Aaron Boone every time. And yeah, we're getting there. We'll get to it. You know, when you look at the Yankees lineup, they're not doing anything with Eovaldi. It's crazy to see the version of him that he is at this age. When he was on the Yankees in, like, I don't know, 2015 or something, he was not this. He was not this. And then even, you know, Josh Smith, former Yankee, I'm like, another guy looking for revenge. This guy sliding, making plays early, sliding into the Yankees dugout, making a play in foul territory. He had a hit later in the game. And, oh, young Jock is going down. Jock Peterson, we woke him up. Right? We woke him up. Now Jock Peterson is back to hit. Come on. I just don't know, man, watching the game. And for a while, they were one hit. Volpe was the only one with a hit. He smelled a hustle double. And you know what? I think Volpe going bad, dark Volpe that came out in Miami, I think that was good. Volpe made some good plays, some good throws. At least we're not whipping the whipping boy Volpe anymore. Aaron Boone has become the whipping boy. Aaron Boone goes on Talking Yanks today, and he's vulnerable. And everybody's talking about, like, come on, bro, give me a break with that. This is where we're at in 2025. The Yankee manager is on a podcast, you know, letting his guard down and talking about the team. And honestly, I'm like, the question they need to ask Aaron Boone is, grade yourself right now. Aaron Boone, tell us the job that you have done as a manager when you're telling us that the team came out flat Saturday. Yeah, I told y'all they had a hangover from Friday night. They couldn't get over it. And they ended up getting swept. And it's carried itself into this series. Now, that's another five-game losing streak. They're on sweep watch again with Carlos Rodon on the mound. Oh, here we go. Throw Carlos Rodon into another tough spot. Save the day. Be the stopper. I don't know. Keep the ball in the ballpark. I don't know. So that is potentially another six-game losing streak. You've already had two of those since June. And the manager is supposed to stop the bleeding. The manager is supposed to manage the club. The manager is supposed to rally the troops, talk to these guys, put these guys in a position to win. And when I looked at the podcast today, Talking Yanks with Aaron Boone, it's just talk, man. I don't care about on paper and this seems to be one of the best teams we've ever had. No, it's not. It's one of the worst teams you've had in recent time. They are the White Sox right now. Since June, they've won the same amount of games as the Chicago White Sox since June 1st. Enough. And since 2005, they won the same amount of World Series as the White Sox. If we're being real, if we're keeping it a bean. But you just knew. I tweeted out which reliever is going to ruin this one. Which reliever are they going to let blow this game? And I should have known. Because I told y'all last night, as many of y'all thought, you know, listening to the post game, oh, Devin Williams is done. Oh, no, he's not the closer anymore. He does not have to be the closer to blow the game. They still think he's elite. They still think he's high leverage. They still look for opportunities to build confidence and pick their guys up, and they don't care. They do not care. And so that game comes down to, you know, plays were made. Defensive plays were made. Volpe with the unassisted double play. Trent Grisham in the outfield going to his right. Dominguez under him. He just, boop, makes a great catch. But, yeah, Jason Dominguez. Jason Dominguez, I was happy Jason Dominguez had a play where he caught the ball. He knew where to throw it to hold the runners. But Jason Dominguez, ball will find you. New York Yankees, the ball will continue to find him. He's not a left fielder. He is learning on the job. And even though we see some good, ball will find you. The ball don't lie. And so it comes down to Devin Williams in the eighth. Yeah, you can skip through everybody else that pitched. Luke Weaver, Weavy Wonder, good job. Camilo Duvall, I mean, good job. You know, gave up a couple hits, but locked down. Good job. Those are professional guys, and it's funny, right? Those guys are closers. Those guys have saves under their belt. This year, those guys have the stomach for it. Those guys have the head for it. And you have to. You just can't stop yourself from going to the one guy who doesn't have the body language, who doesn't have the stomach for it, the head for it, who is having the worst season of his career. You just have to put him out there with the game on the line in a scoreless game. Now follow me. When I said Dominguez, the ball will find you, ball always finds you, ball don't lie. You guys know what happened. It just happened. It wasn't that long ago. I'm putting some of this on Dominguez too, but I put it on the Yankees for putting Dominguez out there in left field over and over again. Yeah, this is fine. This will work. This is fine. Devin Williams gets that first out. And then when Adolis Garcia smokes that one over Dominguez's head, he takes a bad route. He's rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. He went the wrong way. That ball goes off his glove. You got to have it. And knowing that Devin Williams is soft as baby, he's feeble, man. He doesn't have confidence right now. Coming off of last night, coming off of three blown saves, but six blown leads. I got them all written down. We'll go through them tonight. Stupid is as stupid does. Can't fix stupid. Play stupid games. Win stupid prizes. Now, he's only got to face three guys. Jock Peterson homered off him last night. So you know he shook of Jock Peterson hitting a homer off him again. He throws two pitches, folks. So when he walks Jock Peterson, Aaron Boone, you don't have to stick to the script. You can affect the game. You're the manager. You are letting him bleed out. You are letting the team and the fan base bleed out. Go and affect the game. Bednar is up. Mark Leiter Jr. is up. Stop the bleeding and say enough is enough. We tried it. It's Clay Holmes deja vu. It's Andrew Heaney deja vu. It's Zach Britton deja vu. I swear they do this in this Boone era. They just keep forcing these guys on us. Time after time after time after time. When we're sitting there knowing it's not going to work. You're willing to lose a game, lose a series to a team that's on your heels right now. We'll get to the standings. I think it's insanity. It is literally doing the same things and expecting different results. You just did it last night. You have other options. Oh, we got to piece it together. Oh, we were looking for David Bednar to have a four out. Come on, man. It's just dumb. It doesn't make any sense. You did not have to let that happen. He walks another guy. And then what do you expect? Rowdy Tellez had a hand wrist injury in the at bat. And a 10-pitch at bat, Rowdy Tellez is going to win that one. And at that moment, I'm like, I didn't even care. I was so unfazed. I just expected it. I expected it. My line of tweets from like 10:19 to 10:20. Play stupid games, you're going to win some stupid-ass prizes. You knew it was coming. Dominguez got to make that play. Take a better route. It's off your glove. Devin Williams is feeble. Got to get that out for him. His confidence is gone. He walks the next two batters. He'd rather be anywhere than on the mound for the New York Yankees. Rowdy Tellez with a hurt hand wrist wins that battle. He doesn't have to be the closer to lose you a game. I'm not putting him in a high-leverage situation in a tight game like that after Will Warren battled. After what Luke Weaver did, after what Camilo Duvall did, after Judge coming back and these guys needing a win to get right, you know, guys struggling like Jazz Chisholm, trash right now, guys struggling in the lineup, they couldn't touch Nate Eovaldi. Like I said, they were one hit for a while. I can't lose that game on the back of Devin Williams. And that's how I know Boone is safe. He's got some gall. He's got some guts. He's got some balls. Or maybe he's just doing what they told him to do. Maybe that was the script before the game. Because that's how I know you're safe, bro. You're willing to die on Devin Williams. Devin Williams, we don't owe him anything. He's not going to be here next year. He don't want to be here right now. You might as well cut him, DFA him. You're willing to let this fan base lose another game, waste another night with Devin Williams on the mound. And I think that's insane. 888-808-1019. I think that's absolute insanity to go out like that. You know better. But if you knew better, you do better. But no biggie. Aaron Boone's job is safe. He ain't getting fired. You went out at the deadline and added. You went out and got Duvall and Bednar. Both of them have a bunch of saves. You don't have to do this, but I knew it last night. I told y'all last night. I said they're going to give him another opportunity this month. I didn't know it would be the next night. I thought they probably won't pitch him in the Bronx. They better not now. I'll be there Friday. I'll be there Saturday. Fleegs was just in here talking about it. They get swept by the Texas Rangers, and the Rangers jump them in the standings, and they come back to the Bronx Friday against the Astros. You know what type of time the fans are on when the Astros come to town. It brings out some of the toxic fans. It brings out some of the drunks, some of the people that are in there. You know, like you saw those videos years ago, people throwing beer cans at people, people fighting. Like, there's going to be this nervous energy in there. Nobody's safe, man. It's going to get ugly real fast. They got to win this game with Rodon on the mound tomorrow, and they got to get it together. Enough talk about what the team is.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.